The discussion continues over so-called universal background checks. Polling indicates that most people support, the majority of Americans support this idea that there's a background check for all gun sales and transfers, except for maybe very close family members, i.e. A family member dies and firearms are willed to someone. The National Rifle Association saying that Donald Trump told Wayne LaPierre that he was backing away from universal background checks, that they were off the table. The White House pushing back on that on Tuesday said universal background checks were not off the table. The Atlantic published an article Tuesday saying Trump had opted against background checks, citing a person briefed on the call. But a White House official speaking on Fox News maintained that meaningful background checks remained a legislative option and denied that Donald Trump said he supported universal background checks. I spoke to the president today. Here's what Wayne LaPierre said, who has survived a couple of leadership challenges this year, the NRA having a tough year, to say the least. He wrote in a tweet posted on the NRA's official account on Tuesday, "We discussed the best ways to prevent these types of tragedies," said Wayne LaPierre. The back and forth came shortly after Trump had hinted that he supported the idea after the mass shootings in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. "Frankly, we need intelligent background checks," Trump said on August the 9th, adding that it was not a question of NRA, Republican, or Democrat. And he said bipartisan gun rights reforms were on the table for discussion. "We don't want people that are mentally ill, people that are sick, having guns." Trump has said that several times since. But this past Sunday, he appeared to walk back a little bit his comments. "We do have a lot of background checks now, very, very strong background checks. And so we'll see where the president goes on this." The president says he's concerned about the idea that you end up down a path that you cannot reverse course from. You end up going down a path you cannot reverse course from, and so he is concerned that this leads to some sort of a blocking of the Second Amendment. But again, most Americans support background checks for all gun sales, if you will. So if your neighbor wants to buy a gun from you on Craigslist, then you fill out the piece of paper and you take it to an authorized federal firearm licensed location, and the background checks are run before that transfer occurs. The majority of Americans agree with that. I believe that that is not an unreasonable conversation to have. It will change anything in El Paso or Dayton. Just so we're clear on that, it will change nothing there. But having background checks would have no idea. I would have no. People like the idea of background checks. I don't believe it's a bad idea. I know I'll get some pushback for that, but so it is. A Facebook audit which found the company needs to do significant work to satisfy the concerns of conservatives has prompted a backlash now from conservatives and liberals alike. The Menlo Park, California firm conducted the year-long audit in consultation with 133 conservative organizations and politicians and was led by former Republican Senator John Kyle. It found that interviewees had concerns about Facebook's content distribution and algorithms, the content policies and enforcement, the ad policies and ad enforcement, and workplace viewpoint diversity. All of these things are of great concern, and we've talked about it at length here, because you have a situation now. You have a situation where many millions of people communicate by way of this virtual world, this social media universe that's been created, this electronic labyrinth. And if certain people are singled out and told they cannot communicate and share their views there because, well, people don't like their conservative point of view, that amounts to censorship to me. And because these companies are so vast, my belief is it impacts their First Amendment right to freedom of speech and freedom of expression. Here's a quote from Republican Senator John Kyle of Arizona, former senator, I should say. Facebook insists that it is committed to safety, equal treatment, and building community. This may involve some trade-offs between safety and free expression. We do not believe there is any need to cut off robust diversity of thought. I would agree with that. Indeed, conservatives consistently expressed that view that while platform users should be protected from harm, no one has a right to not feel offended or to be immune from criticism. Amen. I'm sorry, if this hurts your feelings, too bad. If you're offended in some way, so? I'm not here to make you feel good or give you a hug or a participation ribbon. I'm here to have a conversation with you. If you don't like the conversation, well, move along. It doesn't mean you get to silence me. I don't like the conversation, therefore we're not going to allow him to speak. And so there it is. The report detailed a range of recently announced policy changes meant to address some of these concerns, but the audit itself, blasted by some Republicans and liberal activists, merely asking somebody to listen to conservatives' concerns isn't an audit. It's a smokescreen, said Senator Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, former attorney general for that state. Facebook should conduct an actual audit by giving a trusted third party access to its algorithm, its key documents, and its content moderation protocols. Then Facebook should release the results to the public. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. In general, liberal groups such as Color of Change and Muslim Advocates, which urged the tech giant to conduct a civil rights audit in recent years, slammed Facebook for even agreeing to probe, for even looking at the idea that conservatives are being silenced. When Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg agreed to a bias study last year, he conceded to Joel Kaplan's political views and the right-wing's playbook of victimhood. Right-wing's playbook of victimhood. That's cute. Undermining the company's stated commitment to protect civil rights on the platform, said Color of Change President Rashad Robinson. I'm sorry, Rashad, but you are full of You can't even ask the question. How dare you even ask a question about being unbiased? Yes. Liberals. Accepting diversity. As long as you agree to everything they say. 25 after on a Wednesday, it's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.